Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Everyday Bitcoin, a young Bitcoin podcast focusing on Bitcoin's use as money and as the new everyday money standard. Today is May 26, 2026, coming at you at a black light of about 951,144, current exchange rate of about $76,243 per Bitcoin, where one of my preferred metrics is about 1,312 sats per dollar. Measuring things in sats, at least for me, helps to just think more so in sats than in dollars. So that's my preferred metric. And today we have a new episode. I'm joined by John and Nadja Scavone, or Scavone, depending on how you want to pronounce it, English or Italian. Nonetheless, welcome to the show, guys. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks awesome. For having us,
Thank
Keith.
You so much. We're excited to be here.
Yes, excited to have you and to talk about all things being free, born to be free, is your company. Can you, I guess, tell us a little bit about Born to be Free and what brings you here today?
Absolutely. So we pretty much went down our rabbit hole during COVID, as most people did. So that's when I really got orange-pilled with Bitcoin. And at the same time, Nadja kind of got tallow-pilled with tallow for skincare. So Born to be Free, we are a health and wellness brand that specializes in making tallow-based skincare products. So during COVID, when the world was going rampant and didn't really know where to turn or who to trust, we just decided to do our own research with everything involved in life, from the financial system to the food, where we're sourcing our food from, to our skincare. And out of that, we became totally orange-pilled, went 100% plus in on Bitcoin, and we also went 100% plus in on tallow skincare. And short time after, Nadja quit her fiat job doing hair. A couple months ago, I just left my fiat business. I used to do real estate here in New York, and I just left that. So now we're full-time Born to be Free.
Oh, awesome.
And yeah, thank you. And we're you know, just super grateful that Bitcoin gave us the opportunity to take these risks and give us the confidence, knowing that our purchasing power, our life savings are not going to debase as we set out on this journey. Mm-hmm. And do you want to say more on Born to be Free, like the name and like how we
We have the American flag embedded into our logo for a reason. So we built this company on the same foundation that this country was built on. So some big things that we talk about with our business is being transparent, really just being open and honest about everything that we're using, because that's something that you do not see anymore. And that's a big problem with big skincare is they don't disclose everything. So we think it's so important to put everything up front and out there for everybody to see and to know there's nothing to hide. Another big thing for us is our sourcing. So we source our tallow from regenerative farms, specifically one in the Shenandoah Valley in Virginia, called Red Banks Bee Farm. I love them. They're an incredible family. Their roots go as far back as before George Washington was president. So yeah, they've been on that land for a very long time. And I mean, we've been there, we've broke bread with them. They're incredible people. They're doing the right things by their animals. And it's incredible to see. And in a world where, you know, you have all these feedlots and you don't really know where your food is coming from, it's important for us to know where our tallow is being sourced from, including our other ingredients as well, but tallow being the base of all of our products, it was important for us to have a great connection. And we found that through the Beef Initiative, which is a platform for regenerative farming, basically. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And we really, since we were Bitcoiners first, before we actually incorporated and built the business, we took a Bitcoin approach in building the business. So like going to the farm, seeing the cattle and meeting the family. That's like that don't trust verify aspect.
Yeah, of course.
So, and you know, leaving behind a legacy that could last generations. Like that's how we are building this business. We're a little over 3 years in. So it just really helped being totally orange pilled to just really change the way we view the world. And
for setting our foundation for our business, right. So a strong foundation.
And also Bitcoin did bring us together with the Beef Initiative. We found them at Texas Slim on Bitcoin Twitter. So that ended up being one of our key relationships that helped us find our Tallow Connect. And, you know, it was just...
And our food and securing our food source.
Yeah, we order all our food through them. We actually get our food from a ranch in Asbury, New Jersey called Cotton Cattle. They're great. We found them on the Beef Initiative. And the big thing is, if you're on the Beef Initiative, that's that don't trust verify thing. They did all their due diligence to make sure whoever is on their platform, they are doing the right thing by the cattle, by the land. They're not doing vaccines, antibiotics, pesticides, or anything like that. So you could feel comfortable knowing where you're getting your food from.
Yeah, which is important. Do both by chance, do both of these places, the one in Virginia and Asbury Park, do they accept Bitcoin?
So Asbury, they do not accept Bitcoin. You have to go to their website directly. Some ranches you could get from the Beef Initiative and you can pay in Bitcoin on the Beef Initiative platform. And then our rancher, he does accept Bitcoin. Does he sell? They sell to the public?
They sell online now. They sell beef online now.
They may not accept Bitcoin online, but we orange pilled him along with the Beef Initiative. So, you know, we'll talk him through to send us his address, a Lightning invoice, and we'll pay him in Bitcoin. So
nice.
It's great being able to do that. We spend Bitcoin almost every day. So we order our beef online, but every week we have our eggs and dairy and honey and syrup get delivered, and we orange pilled him, so we pay him in Bitcoin. I pay my barber in Bitcoin.
Oh, nice.
We accept Bitcoin. Ben Justman with
wine in Bitcoin.
Satoshi coffee.
You get your coffee in Bitcoin.
So
yeah,
pretty cool. We're living on a Bitcoin standard, pretty much.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I would say like every day, more or less. If you include Nasta, for sure, I'm always spending Bitcoin, but I try to support as many Bitcoin businesses, Nasta businesses, and as possible. Like the same things that you guys are doing.
Same with us. And if you know you could trust the product, if it's coming from a Bitcoiner specifically, it's like, you know that they took the low time preference in building this product and offering it to the masses. So there's just something about like, it's almost like when you meet a Bitcoiner in person, you can skip the small talk because you guys already are pretty much on the same wavelength. So it's the same thing with supporting Bitcoin businesses. And that's why we love to do that.
Yeah, it's like us building our business based on the Bitcoin ethos. I feel like all these other Bitcoin businesses are doing the same thing. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, just about hard work, offering a good product, offering value. I think it's a really big mindset shift between thinking, how can I make money versus how can I offer value to people? And ultimately,
that's what it is. Yeah.
And if you're, you know, if you're down the rabbit hole in Bitcoin, you know, parting with your sats isn't easy because the opportunity cost, you may be spending $100 today, but that $100, like in our opinion, could be worth $10,000 in, you know, a decade or so. At least that's what I think. So, you know, I rarely spend sats, but if I do, it's important on things like a haircut or food. I need food to survive. So, you know, it's tough for me to part with the $100 of Bitcoin for food, but I have to. I have no choice. So you need to offer a product where people will actually part with their sats, because you are asking for a lot when you're asking people to pay with Bitcoin.
For sure. And do you know, like, the stats on your Bitcoin paying customers versus fiat? Like the ratio?
So funny you asked that, because we just said today how we feel like so many more people this year specifically are paying in Bitcoin.
Yeah, I don't have the exact percentage, but so I do know that in 2026, sitting here today in May, we already surpassed 2024 and 2025 combined. So halfway through the year, we already beat the previous 2 years. I don't know if that's us just being more like readily available to the Bitcoiners. Like we've always accepted Bitcoin since day one, or more people are using Bitcoin as a medium of exchange, but I love to see it. I mean, it was like in 24, it was probably less than 1%, 25, maybe 1%, maybe less. No, maybe probably like 2% last year. And like in the last week, more than half of our sales were in Bitcoin, which is incredible. Wow. We had the Memorial Day weekend sales. So it was a big week for us. And more than half was in Bitcoin, which is like
even better. I'm like, what's going insane. On? It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so cool.
It's really been picking up, which is really cool to see. And we're in a bear market.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's awesome. That's great. And do you happen to know, I'd be curious, is the average Bitcoin order tend to be more? They're like, are Bitcoiners, when they pay in Bitcoin, buying more versus the fiat customers, or do you not know?
They are bigger spenders.
Yeah, they are bigger spenders. That. You know, one little order, like we have some people that will just buy like one or two bars of soap and pay in Bitcoin. So that would bring the AOV, the average order value, down. But a lot of Bitcoiners are spending probably
more than the average order value.
Yeah. Average order value is around $60 for, you know, just all together is $60. And we've had a ton of Bitcoiners recently who are spending over $100. Mm-hmm. So I would say yes.
But then you get a handful that are paying for, like, they'll buy one soap bar and like the shipping is the same price as the soap. I'm like, why are they doing this?
Yeah. Right. I have actually done something similar in terms of like buying something when the shipping is kind of the same price as the product.
That's how they get us. Whatever the free shipping threshold is, we end up just getting up there because it's just something we're paying for shipping.
Spending like 60 more bucks just to get the free shipping.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, well, at least here in the US, Amazon is like everyone's using Amazon in the US. And I feel like most people probably have Prime. So we're not used to, I mean, we are paying for it, obviously, because you're paying for Prime. But at the end of the day, we're not used to like thinking about paying for shipping. And when you do have to pay for it, you're like, what's this? Why am I paying for shipping? And it's kind of annoying. Like,
a lot of, you know, we really like to, I guess you could say, target an intentional customer base, right? So a lot of people, like by choice, we're not on Amazon. I mean, we've thought about maybe putting one product on there, but it's just a lot of things come down to more than just the money aspect, right? Mm-hmm. Like Bitcoin can never go up again. And I'm still going to use it just because of the freedom aspect. Like I actually own my money. It's more than just the price.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the same thing with what we're doing. We just don't align with Amazon's values. So we try and, you know, we're off Amazon right now, at least. Maybe we'll get one product on there just to kind of get like the exposure and hope that people come to our website.
Yeah.
But we want intentional people. You know, it's you're kind of just going against everything that you've been brought up to know and understand. And you're just changing all your truths that you thought were facts, but are not, you know, skincare on the shelves in the store you think are safe. But meanwhile, sunscreens, cancer rates skyrocketed when sunscreens came out to market. And now you're like, oh, people, you know, putting beef tallow on, like what is beef tallow? It's beef fat. And people are like, beef fat? Like what? What are you doing? And then you realize that we've been using this for centuries. People have been using beef fat or beef tallow, which is rendered beef fat.
Yeah,
so,
before we started pumping our skincare with chemicals
and endocrine disruptors, which totally mess up hormones. It's going on young kids that haven't even hit puberty yet.
Yep.
I mean, it's really
extremely detrimental at that age for pregnant women, and of course, like kids going through puberty, because their hormones are just kind of coming in, and it really just causes havoc on the body.
Yeah, so we want the people that are questioning things, that are not just going along with the flow and like.
Yeah, and you do have tallow companies. There's a lot of tallow companies now, which is awesome. But our thing is like, you know, the ingredients that are going into the product need to still be high quality. You know, you could have tallow that's been deodorized and bleached and went through the same processing that a seed oil would, and then you lose all the benefits and the vitamins and the minerals, all this great stuff that is completely just gone now because it went through that same process. It's just as toxic as a seed oil, an industrial seed oil. So that's why a lot of the stuff on Amazon I question, because I don't know how you have to ship that to like a warehouse, right? And then you can't have, I mean, we don't put preservatives or anything in our products. So like in the summertime, we're shipping with insulation and ice packs to really just maintain the integrity of the product. But I don't know how that works if it's going to like an Amazon, a hot Amazon warehouse, and you know, you don't have anything in it. So it makes me question, are these brands being transparent about what's actually in it, or are there preservatives and chemicals that they're not disclosing? So, you know, you just have to be careful and always like do your due diligence before making purchase like that. Ask questions.
That's why we love Bitcoiners, because they get to the solution. They get to the truth, you know?
Yes.
They're not just accepting what they're being told. They go to the next level and they dig a little bit deeper.
Yes, I agree. It's the whole don't trust verify mentality, which I feel like this is one of those things where I don't know if it's me going deeper, and because I've only been down the rabbit hole about 3 years now, so I don't know if it's me just being more aware of what's going on, or if in general people are kind of beginning to question more. And I don't know if it's just my bias from my new perspective seeing this, or if actually people are tending to actually start thinking about things more critically and questioning things instead of just blindingly following whatever someone's telling them to do. I don't know if you guys see the same thing or not.
Yeah,
totally. And everything too. Mm-hmm. Like we went down the rabbit hole in 2020, really got orange pilled in 2021, and you know, getting our food from a ranch, not going to the grocery stores and all that. And we came on a little strong to our friends and our families because it was a true awakening, and we just wanted what was right for everybody, and we were so passionate about it.
Yeah.
So we did come on very strong, which could have turned some people away. Some people listened and they started to dabble in, and maybe some people bought Bitcoin. Some people started buying the right salt instead of using the iodized salt.
But now, like 6 years later, I think, I don't know if it's because of the whole like MAHA movement or what, but I do feel like people are seeing or realizing that, okay, seed oils are bad. Everybody knows this now.
Yeah.
Seed oils are bad. Dyes are bad. All, you know, sugar is bad, processed sugar, and all these toxins in our products. So I think it is becoming more mainstream, I guess we could say. So people are starting to like open up their eyes to it, or becoming more open-minded about it. Whereas 6 years ago, we're talking about it and, you know, we're New Yorkers. So like nobody is doing this by us or living this way by us, I should say. So I think we kind of caught everyone off guard. And now that everybody's starting to question these things, it's making the conversation easier. Now they're starting to ask us questions, which is great too.
And people are a lot more receptive to Bitcoin too. Like the last bear market. So we started buying and dollar cost averaging during 2021. So like on the way up.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were really talking about it from like $30,000 to $69,000, and we couldn't shut up about it. And then the bear market, our wedding day was the day that FTX blew up.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So 11/11/22. So like we're getting done. We have a destination wedding and Bitcoin's just going down, 15,000, whatever it hit. Yeah. And people were so concerned. Like, you know, everybody was just like, oh, like they wouldn't touch Bitcoin during that bear market versus this bear market. We talk about it and they're so much more receptive. They're actually asking questions and like, oh, well, I'm not too late. I'm like, no, you're definitely not too late. Like it's going to go up. It's going up forever, Laura, right? To quote Michael Saylor. But this bear market is totally different, which is so cool to see compared to the last bear market, where you would have thought we were doing some sketchy dark web stuff by just owning Bitcoin. And now everybody's asking questions and they're super interested in it, which is great to see.
Yeah, I agree. That's funny though, the FTX day. So I guess never forget the FTX date.
Never.
11/11/2022. That's cool math-wise too.
That's our number. 11's our number. So we made sure to get married on 11/11. Mm-hmm. we're big into numbers and things like that. So yeah. It was just funny how that all worked out.
It was funny too, because we're in Mexico for our destination wedding, like getting ready, and we're like the Bitcoiners at this wedding, right? And everybody's like, John, are you okay? Like, he's like, this is great. I'm buying right now. It's 15K. Like, this is wonderful.
It's great. I have forever. My father-in-law, her Naja's stepfather, was given the speech, and he said, well, John, if Bitcoin doesn't work out, I think you still did, you know, well, or won the lottery or something like that. Forever I had that dated timestamp, like, yes, it was 15,000 when you said that. And
yeah.
And I have that forever in documents. So
nice. Yeah, that's cool. Awesome. So you mentioned Born to Be Free is about 3 years old. Did I read it was 2022 that you created it on the website?
2023.
Yeah, so we
going into four.
Yeah, right? So we incorporated April of 23, but we were experimenting all throughout 22. We also had the wedding that we were planning
in 22
and building the business. So we just, you know, it was the wedding first. After the wedding, we planned on building this business. So we incorporated April of 23. And again, with the low time preference mentality, we really wanted to launch on the 4th of July, but just things weren't up to our standards. So we did end up really launching January 1st of 2024.
Yeah, we did a slow launch at the end of December 2023. It was very like a very quiet launch.
Like friends and family.
Yeah. And then January, we like kicked it off of 24.
Yeah, so we're really 2.5 years old into selling and being on the internet and everything like that. And man, it's been great. It's been scary, but fun. I mean, it doesn't feel like work. Which is incredible. Like if you could find a way to monetize something that you're passionate about, you can't be beat, because you'll work 24/7 because it's not work. You're actually doing something you enjoy. So
yeah, we changed the definition of work. We started, because I feel like work has such a bad like connotation to it. It just, you know, doesn't sound fun, work, right? But when you say that you're like playing, we're like, oh, we're playing. Like, this is literally play. Like, we're playing on the weekends, you know, like work. It's just
every day is Saturday.
Every day is Saturday. I'm like, who created time? Yeah. You know, it's a man-made thing.
We don't subscribe to the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday whole thing. We're just every day Saturday, or every day's our day to just do what we want. We know what needs to get done.
Yeah. And Bitcoin has been amazing, because like John said, it allowed us to really be able to take chances. And, you know, we don't have kids right now. We are in a one bedroom condo still, and, you know, working out of here. This is our workshop. This is our office. This is our home. And it's been really great, because it's bought us more time to be able to spend together and do the things that we love. I mean, we both got to quit our fiat jobs and really just take on this job, this new, I don't even want to call it a job, but this business.
Yeah, this passion.
This brand, and this passion.
It's great too, because again, like I can't say enough the low time preference, how important that is. Mm-hmm. Like we started buying in 2021, but she didn't quit her job until 2024. Uh-huh. You know, I felt confident to say, hey, leave your job and whatever happens, happens. And then I didn't leave my real estate business until April 2026.
Exactly 2 years later from when I left
mine. It's being that time in on Bitcoin instead of timing Bitcoin that gave us the ability to do it. You have to mine fiat, dollar cost average into Bitcoin, and just focus on however long you feel is necessary. And just knowing that our life savings is in something that cannot be debased. We own whatever of 21 million. That gave me the confidence to say, leave your job. We are good. Because if anything happens, I know that this will continue to go up in value. Even me, April 26, that's the bear market. Like we crashed to like 59,000 to 60,000 with that flash crash during that time. And I wasn't worried at all. I knew I was going to take a pay cut, but we, as Bitcoiners, you know what's going to happen. You know that governments are going to keep printing, and the value of whatever you own of 21 million is going to continue to go up. And it gives you the confidence to pursue your passion.
And now you could contribute more time to doing something that you love. And I just feel like when you're putting more energy into that, I mean, great things are going to come out of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's awesome that you guys are able to leave the fiat world. And John, you a month ago. So I guess happy quitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we say he's retired now.
We say I'm retired.
Nice.
Which is good. I guess, yeah, it feels like I'm retired. You know, we do what we want with our day. And like I said, we really love making products, and the customers always write such wonderful things to us. We get emails all the time.
So it's just so rewarding.
And, you know, we share health and wellness blogs on our website. We have a Substack. We do all the stuff, that research that we did during COVID to change our health. And we share that for free. And people write back to us all the time, like, oh, this made such a difference. Or I was lactose intolerant. I started drinking raw milk and you know, I feel so much better. Like I'm getting grounded and my body feels pain free because of the inflammation. Like we talk about all these things.
All controversial stuff too. I mean, we got like free birth on there, vaccines, like all sorts of crazy talk that people don't want to touch. But we're like, listen, this is stuff that we're diving down right now. And hey, listen, I think it's important to be able to have the freedom to learn about what you want and make a decision for yourself. So it's like, this is what we're doing. You could take what take what you want from it, but we're never telling anybody what to do. But that's also the Bitcoiner mentality. I feel like we just, as Bitcoiners, we want to be healthier, right? We want to live a longer, healthier life. We think about longevity and low time preference mentality. So it kind of goes hand in hand with our business too, the health and wellness aspect.
Yeah, for sure. And it's awesome that that Bitcoin really is allowing not only you guys, but me and everyone really that's, you know, embracing it, that to live the lives they want to live. Which I think at the end of the day, if you're like a no-coiner, normie person, and you view the Bitcoiner as like, oh, they just want to get rich, it's like, no, it's not about that. It's literally just about the freedom to do what you want and just having the peacefulness of just knowing that, you know, your time and energy is going to be okay, and your money. And yeah, I view it as a tool for being financially free and just giving your time back rather than, you know, the rat race.
Yeah, it gives you your time back, like exactly what you just said. And that's the scarcest thing in the world is time, you know, before Bitcoin. So it's the fact that you could use Bitcoin to get your time back. And again, it's just a great teacher. Like, you know, so many people get caught up in the macro and the charts and the technical analysis. And it's fun to, like, you know, try and see what it's going to do. But you can't really get caught up in that. You have to take like a 1,000-foot view and say, okay, what is it? It is a scarce asset, designed money to be the best money that's ever been designed ever. And we are still super early. So you can get in early. And how are you going to use this to better your life? And that's what we've done. And we've heard so many stories of people doing that, but people always get confused. They think it's like a get rich quick scheme. You know, what I say, it took me 5 years of stacking relentlessly. I mean, really living below our means, you know, to finally feel comfortable to say, okay, we could go and take this risk and figure it out. We got Bitcoin, like we're good. We know what's going to happen, but it doesn't happen overnight. You have to, I mean, you know, you've been 3 years, like the bull markets and the bear markets. Like, I mean, it is a wild ride. It's not easy. It's not easy to do nothing. You know, people think they got to sell and they got to buy and this and that. It's funny.
Yeah. Agree entirely. What is it? Like the hardest thing to do is do nothing.
Right.
When it comes to this. And it just always kind of, I don't know, entertains me. That's not the right word, but nonetheless, when obviously people around me in my life, they obviously know I am the hardcore Bitcoin person, constantly talking about it, constantly trying to educate others, but they're always asking me like, oh, what do you think of the price? Or like, are you scared? It's like, no, not at all whatsoever. It's like, I honestly don't even know how to like talk about the price in this sense. Like, because somebody that doesn't know, it's like, there's so much, obviously, you guys know, and Bitcoiners know that there's so much knowledge and information that you learn about why there's really nothing to be scared of, I guess, when it comes to the price and when it comes to, like, just zoom out and you'll be fine. But the average person doesn't know and, I guess, doesn't think about it that way. So they can't. So you can't easily tell them, oh, no, I'm not worried because of X, Y, and Z. It's like, I'm not worried because, like, of these hundreds of hours of learning about how it all works and everything.
And the problem is they see the price on the chart every day, or, you know, whatever they're watching on TV. It's like, you can't see the price of your home. People that, like, boomers that own homes, you know, if you could see the price of, oh, it's $1 million today or it's $700,000 today, like, you know, you drive yourself crazy if you look at that price every day. And I almost feel like that's designed to just to park people with their Bitcoin. Like all you see is just the price of Bitcoin everywhere. And that's just noise, especially now, nowadays, as it's become a little more mainstream. And New York is like the worst with getting access to tools to work with your Bitcoin. But finally, we've been able, and I'm not like advising anybody to take loans out against their Bitcoin. It's just what we do because we've used that money to invest it back in the business. We're not using it to buy watches and Lambos and stuff like that, you know? So it's like, I never have to sell my Bitcoin because I own a hard asset that I can borrow against the collateral. And I'm not going to purchase anything that's stupid with that because I want my Bitcoin back. I mean, nothing's better than Bitcoin and cold storage.
Yeah.
So as I have, as I have loans out, I'm not uncomfortable because I know I'm going to get it back, but it's just like, I want it back sooner. So I'm incentivized to make that money back, pay my loan back and get it. But at least I know I could totally opt out of the system because we can't even get a small business loan. Like we can't get any small business loans because for small businesses, the financial system is not designed for us. It's designed for larger corporations. Like, you know, you could give somebody your financials and they won't approve you for anything. So it's like, all right, we want to invest in a marketing campaign. How are we going to do this? Well, I have Bitcoin that I can borrow against because that's my money. Like nobody owns that. I custody it. I could send it to the company, take the loan out against it on a Saturday morning at 7 a.m. No third party, no middleman. Like when you start working with it and using it like a tool, I mean, that's when you really understand like how powerful this tool is.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And then I guess on that note, what would you, for any people that are business owners listening or that are thinking about starting a business, what kind of, I guess, tips or advice would you give them? And how they could think about Bitcoin and incorporating it into the business, and I guess in just building out the business, what kind of advice would you have or thoughts?
Yeah, so
the credit card thing was incredible to start with.
Don't get me wrong. I will certainly leverage the fiat system as much as I can. So when you start a small business, when you incorporate, you get access to business credit cards where you can get 0% interest for like either 12 to 24 months. Which is to say, you know, let's say you get a credit card, you have a $10,000 limit, 0% APR for 18 months. What does that mean? That means you could buy $10,000 worth of whatever to get you set up, tools, products, whatever you need. And then you could just make the minimum payment for 17 months, which is usually like $40 or $50. And then on the last month, that's when you have to pay everything back. So you're getting free money because it's 0% interest. You could do that. So what we did when we started off the business, when we incorporated, I had a business, so I was able to get credit cards under that LLC, Born to Be Free. I use that to get credit cards.
Our personal
each of us individually.
Names.
So by the time it was all said and done, we had about 30 credit cards.
Yeah.
Well, but you have to be,
it was a little scary at first, but scary for you got to be responsible.
I'm the CFO. She's the CEO. So like I had a spreadsheet, everything. Anytime a credit card was coming due in 4 months, I had an alarm set, 3 months, I had it all color coded on an Excel spreadsheet. Like you have to be very you have to be very organized because if you are not organized, which the credit card companies count on, they'll crack you for 25% interest.
Yeah.
So they think, you know, if you're irresponsible, like, yeah, they're going to win. But as a Bitcoiner, I trust that you're responsible and you're financially intelligent. So you can stay organized. And you could leverage that because now you're using the financial system to start your business. So that's what we did to start the business.
And you get all this money back too when you're using these credit cards. They're always offering money back.
In points. So you spend $10,000 in the first 3 months and you get $750 worth of points. So we would just put that towards the balance.
And you get that with like, we had like 30 cards. So it was like a lot of free money that we really took advantage of.
You have to have good credit, which we did have good credit to play this game. But playing that game will affect your credit because of all the inquiries. But again, we're outside of the system. So I don't care about my credit score anymore because I could borrow against my Bitcoin to make purchases or get investment or, to get loans out and things like that. So,
and one thing we did learn, that I would go back and change was we closed a couple of credit cards. I would just leave that. So you have a larger credit limit and that looks better for your credit. That'll help build your credit up. So I think that kind of brought our credit down a little bit too.
Yeah. So we closed
a
couple
out. Don't close any out.
Yeah. Keep them open, mm-hmm. you know, have a $5 subscription charge on it, have it on automatic pay.
Yeah, once that's
the,
what I do.
Once the promo interest rate is up, keep it active. And that will actually help your credit card. But it took us like 30 credit cards to finally not be able to get any more. And then that's when we were able to tap in to our Bitcoin holdings and borrow against it. So the timing really worked out because when we first started, we didn't have that service available to us to borrow against our Bitcoin.
And it was a lot of startup costs. Something, a business like this, there's a lot of upfront costs where you're buying labels, packaging, jars,
inventory,
ingredients. Like it's, you know, and just investing in marketing, it's a lot. So that was great. And then we were able to pay some of those back before the 0% APR was up. And whatever we couldn't pay back so that we didn't get screwed with the interest, we then took a loan out from Ledin against our Bitcoin.
Yeah, we use Ledin. I mean, I know Strike does it. There's a whole bunch of companies that do it now.
Ledin works for New York, right?
Yeah, Ledin works for New York. And another thing too, so I haven't had to refinance the loan for Ledin yet, but at least my thought process is, what do the wealthy do in the traditional system? They bought real estate and they kept on refinancing the mortgage, right? So you own the asset, you're living off the appreciation of the asset, you're borrowing against it, and you're using that fiat to either invest in something else that can make you more money or invest in your business or whatever it is. So at least the plan with Ledin, I would love to pay it back, but if I am unable to pay it back because we just reinvest everything back into the business, you get out what you put in and in marketing too. So if you need to refinance it, Bitcoin's going to continue to appreciate. So you just pay like the admin fee, which I believe is 1 or 2% of the loan, and you have no monthly payments. So I don't have to put money aside for a monthly payment. You just pay back the interest and whatever the loan was, or you could just keep refinancing it. If you refinance it all the time and Bitcoin on average goes up 50% per year, I mean, your appreciation is going to outpace the 11% interest that, you know, you're being charged. So when you tell people you're paying 11% interest, it sounds high, but in reality, if I had to sell the Bitcoin, I'm missing out on all that appreciation. I'd rather pay the 11% interest and hold on to my 50% per year appreciation. So that's just personally what I like to do because I'm not over leveraging. It's a very, very, very tiny percent of the stack. Like Bitcoin would have to go to like 10,000 for me to be in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, you can't take a loan out and borrow just against 50% of your stack. Like you're going to get liquidated. I mean, my first loan I took out, Bitcoin was 110,000. And then we dropped, but I wasn't worried because it was such a small amount. You know, if I had taken a loan out against, you know, a large portion, I would have got liquidated.
Yeah.
So you have to be very, very smart when you mm-hmm. do this. You can't get greedy or over leveraged. Just toy with it. Take out a little loan, 10%, 5% of your stack and play with it a little bit. That's the best way to go about it. That's the best advice I could give.
Okay. That's great. And it's something I've been thinking about. I'm always trying to, create projects, start businesses and whatever.
That's what it's for. Like when people say don't spend your Bitcoin or don't use your Bitcoin, I disagree with that. You know, have something yet that you will never touch. But, you know, like you were just saying before, spend Bitcoin, contribute to the circular mm-hmm. economy, get it circulating. If you're 100% in Bitcoin, you have to spend Bitcoin. There's nothing else to spend.
Yep,
but then also use it as a tool. Like the wealthy used assets as a tool by borrowing against it for the entire time. There's no tax implications because you're not selling it, paying capital gains taxes. I mean, the playbook is out there. You just have to now cater it towards Bitcoin. And luckily, with all these services being built, because there's demand for it, because now it's a mainstream financial asset, we have access to it too. Again, you want to start a business? Good luck trying to get a small business loan. See if, you know, any plebs out there, see if you can get a $10,000 business loan. I highly doubt you can. But if you have a, you know, your like savings in Bitcoin and you need to get like $10,000 or something like that, you could get it in 2 hours.
Yeah, literally.
2 hours, it's in your bank account. It's amazing.
Literally. Yeah. Sooner or later. Well, the problem for me in New Jersey is that these would strike the minimum $51,000 for the loan, which is like
there's
insane.
No minimum in Redden. There's
no minimum. For New Jersey? Because I thought it was something with New Jersey's laws, or I don't know. But I know strikes at the moment, the minimum is $51,000 for New Jersey.
Which so is I know, I thought, at least I think New York is worse than Jersey, and there was no minimum for us. Like, you could take a $500 loan for Ledin if for you wanted Ledin. To.
Interesting. I'll have to look into it. I do know, since, you know, Strike got their bit license, my dad's a New York resident, that the line of credit and the loan minimums for New York are significantly less. I think it's $10,000. For the loan, and like five for the line of credit for Strike. It's something with New Jersey and how they view collateralized loans and how they, I don't really know. So I'm not going to take out a $51,000 loan because I don't need that much. Yeah. Or want that much. But sooner or later, I hope to, be able to do this with, you know, less than $51,000 because it's too much. I don't need that.
Yeah, I would check Ledin. But if it is the state, that's just, you know, see, the financial system is not for the smaller mom and pop individuals. And that's why we've just totally opted out. Like, I don't care about my credit score. I will destroy my credit to play this credit card game, to get a mortgage or something like that. You could just get a, like, even, you know, I'm waiting for, have you heard of People's Reserve? CJ. I don't know how to pronounce his last name, but he's been working on that. But that's a Bitcoiner, and it's a Bitcoin company where you could get a mortgage for just in Bitcoin. And like, the house is also the asset that they take into consideration. Okay. So it's not a 50% LTV. If you have one Bitcoin, you could use the one Bitcoin to get the mortgage, like the full one Bitcoin, whatever that's worth.
Interesting. It's People's Reserve.
Yeah, because they're hedging it on the real estate too, which makes total sense. You know, like, Bitcoin is pristine collateral. It's the best asset you could own. But companies like Strike and Ledin, they have trouble getting capital because the financial system still doesn't understand Bitcoin. So that's why the interest rates are high. And that's why, like, the base LTV is 50%. But People's Reserve is a little bit different because you also have the physical real estate that is backing the loan.
You'll be able to use that in New York or New Jersey.
We don't know yet. It's still not out. I'm on like a list to find out when it's available because
Interesting.
I want to be totally, totally out of this financial system.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. And I've been living full Bitcoin standard for about a year and a half now. Primarily thanks to Strike. Shout out Strike. But I've been full Bitcoin standard since October 2024. So no dollars, which is cool. And people, whenever I tell people that, they kind of don't understand what I'm saying and like can't comprehend it. It's like, what do you mean? It's like, no, that's exactly what I mean. Like, I don't have any dollars. They're like, but surely in the bank. No, I don't.
It insulates you from the price though too, because you can't buy the dip. Like, you know, you see the price go down. It's like, damn, I wish I had fiat to buy the dip. But
I love when people are like, what can you, like, you can't buy anything in Bitcoin though. I'm like, I buy everything in Bitcoin. Like, it's what we use.
And now with Square, did you see what Jack Dorsey did with Square?
Yeah,
where
this is
all
cool.
Merchants,
yep.
you can pay. So there's thousands of merchants now where you just have to ask them, can I pay in Bitcoin? And, you know, you could show them on the Square app how to do it. So
yeah, I've done that a bunch. It's right underneath. Yeah, no,
that's
every day. Awesome. I tell you about that all the time. Every day I'm spending Bitcoin, and like, I feel like I blow off the list of products that I use every day. And then if I don't, unfortunately, can't pay directly, then I do use a credit card and then just pay off the credit card by selling Bitcoin. And then take that 2% and obviously use it to stack more Bitcoin from the credit card.
Exactly. But as long as you have access to the fiat financial system, you should leverage it to get more Bitcoin as best you can.
Yeah. Just use Bitcoin as much as possible. Seek out the places that accept Bitcoin and support them. And I'd obviously try to orange pill every single business that I come across. It's been great so far. Do you guys have any like Bitcoin? Well, I don't know how to word this. Do you have any like Bitcoin special products on the website, like that are geared specifically towards Bitcoin, or like Bitcoin themed products. I don't really know what I'm asking, but I guess, does that make sense? Like, do you have any products that are like in the Bitcoin corner, if that makes sense?
Not necessarily. We do have some bundles that are like, you know, we have like Bitcoin sprinkled in on the website. So like on our homepage, I just put an image on there and like you'll see like the Bitcoin Times magazine like hidden in the corner, something like that.
Our chatbot's name is Satoshi.
Yeah, our chatbot Satoshi. So he introduces himself like, hi, I'm Satoshi. How can I help you?
Yeah, like if you know what I mean? Like you go on our website and you can tell like we're Bitcoiners. So it's sprinkled in there, but we don't have any like specific products. It would be cool to do like a bundle like that or something.
Well, yeah, we had like the Zero Hedge.
The Zero Hedge thing.
We had like pictures and stuff with Bitcoin, like a Bitcoin coin, like a physical coin that we have here. And like, so we'll like cater some things towards Bitcoins, but no like Bitcoin specific products. But
we'll do random sales. We'll do random sales like 21% off for Bitcoiners or whatever if you pay in Bitcoin. We'll put this on Primal or Twitter. But yeah, nothing like specific.
Right. We have most of our products on Shopster. Have you seen that? What Shopster is yet?
I've been to your website.
Shopster, it's a marketplace on Noster. So you could buy our products. Like everything there is in Bitcoin. We're still migrating because there's no like plugin to do it automatically. So I have to do
a lot of SKUs
individually. Yeah. We have like 55 SKUs. But this is like, so instead of us paying, our business is built on Shopify. So instead of Shopify taking a percentage of every order, the devs who built Shopster on Noster, they get a percentage of every order. So it's pretty cool. And there's a whole bunch of different stores, like similar, I forget the other ones, but Shopster on Noster, like that's pretty cool. So our products are on there. And there's a lot of Bitcoiners on there too, Bitcoin products, if you're interested in just like, supporting Noster and the developers there. We love like putting that.
I'm surprised I have not heard of Shopster. I know obviously they take my sats in the plebeian market and
plebeian markets, we're on there too. Yeah. So it's the way somebody messaged us and like recommended us to do it. I think it was somebody from plebeian market. So the cool thing was when we uploaded it to plebeian market, it automatically went to Shopster. So it was all kind of like built together. Mm-hmm. So Plebeian Market was the main one. I'm happy you said that. So, but it's the same thing as Plebeian Market shops there.
I'm surprised. Maybe I have seen it. I mean, I'm super deep in Noster, always looking at everything that is new and exciting and nosterapps.com and every new thing on Noster. So I'll check it out. Maybe I have seen it. Have you guys considered pricing in sats, like using it as a unit of account for anything on the website?
Not yet. Even on plebeian market, it fluctuates. You can have it tied to sats, but you can see the price in sats, but it's tied to dollars. Just because it's like, it's early right now and it's still early. So like I said, I don't know what the latest craziest drop was. It went from like 80 to 59,000. So, we've thought about it, but right now it's still tied to dollars, but, we're ready to denominate things in sats and have that as the full standard. When the time is right.
Yeah, I would consider it. Even like a couple like, I don't know, Bitcoin products like themed, I don't know. That could be interesting if they always price them in sats.
I know the Bitcoin Times, which is Svetsky's. Have you ever heard of the Bitcoin Times, the magazine?
No, I know Alexander. Well, not personally, but I know who he is.
Yeah, so he has this magazine for the Bitcoin Times. I forget how many editions there are. I have a couple of editions, but they're tied to sats. So the earlier versions are, you know, expensive because he released them when Bitcoin was super low in price. So that's pretty cool to see.
Interesting. That's cool. Yeah. Do you know Sweet Sats?
No.
They're Noster. I don't actually know how to pronounce it. Filou is his picture is like a bear. Anyway, he has sweetsats.io. He's up in Maine, I think. He sells honey and syrup and some other stuff. And he does the unit of account in sats. And I don't think he ever changed it because I think he priced it when we were at the high, and it's still priced in sats through all this downturn. So you could, as the customer's making out greatly in this case.
Yeah, but, just stroke. Well, what was his handle again?
FILOU. Filou.
Oh, there we go.
Creating pure raw honey for Bitcoin. That's great. We're going to follow
that. I love that.
Yeah, sweetsats.io. Yeah, I get my honey and my syrup from him. It's super good, mm-hmm. both of them. And he has a bunch of other stuff too. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
But I know, does unit of account in sats and has not changed it, as far as I know. Like, he has not adjusted the price in sats despite, you know, the big fluctuation over the past year. But that's cool. Great. And then if there's one thing you would change as about the current like Bitcoin payment stack to make life easier for merchants like yourself, what would that be? Have you encountered anything?
We had a few struggles with the payment.
Yeah, we were using IBEX, and then we did BTC Pay Server, and then Shopify did an upgrade, and I just couldn't figure out how to get BTC Pay Server on there. So now we're using OpenNode, which I've been very happy with. Mm-hmm. They make it pretty seamless with Lightning and on-chain. The one thing I would change, I just wish it was like front and center. When you're checking out of our store, you have to hit alternative payment methods. Of course, they have like the Apple Pay and the credit cards and all that other stuff. So you have to really like seek it out. You have to hit alternative payment methods, and then at the bottom you'll see Bitcoin. So I would love to just have that
a little more easily accessible. Yeah.
But other than that,
we could put something on our homepage too. We should probably say we accept Bitcoin. The Bitcoiners know that.
Yeah.
You should totally.
OpenNode has been great. I've been very happy because BTC Pay Server, I couldn't figure out how to set up the Lightning feature. So everybody was paying on chain with BTC Pay Server. OpenNode, you know, because somebody else is running it, I have to pay them a percentage, which is fine. I'm not the most tech savvy guy. I have a node. I haven't run a Lightning node yet, though. I don't have that routed, but I do have a node. So for people like us who, you know, we're busy running a business, it's tough for me to dive into the weeds of the technical stuff. OpenNode's been great. So I would recommend them.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. Actually, I just started running my own Lightning node like last week. Finally.
Yeah.
Well, I've been running Albi Hub, like self-hosted for a while now, but that is, it's a great product, but I wanted to actually start running more of a, I don't want to say legitimate, but, you know, the conventional Lightning node and really have a lot of fine control over all the channeling and all that good stuff. So that's been a big learning experience and it's been fun. I've found like 3 payments already.
Nice. That's great. So you provide liquidity and you're getting some compensation for providing the liquidity, right?
Yeah.
It's not much, but that's cool.
Yeah, it's a small note. I'm just happy. I only have 3 channels open at the moment, but I'll be opening more. I just wanted to get my feet wet. But it's cool to just support the network more, Lightning Network. And it's cool to just run a node. And occasionally my node routes someone else's payment. I routed like a 1.3 million sat payment the other day, which was cool, and got like almost 600 sats for that. So that was cool. Yeah.
That's important.
That's so cool.
We need more people supporting Lightning because, you know, first thing that comes to mind, a year after we got married, our honeymoon or our anniversary, we went to El Salvador in 2023.
Oh, nice.
So I don't know if you remember, but this was around the time where they were spamming the blockchain with JPEGs. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's because I was in El Salvador, I was set on just spending Bitcoin. But the spamming of the chain, Lightning wasn't working while I was in El Salvador. So I had to pay everything on chain and the fees were like $10, $15. Uh-huh. And like Bitcoin was $30,000 at the time. So the amount of sats that I spent in fees at that time could get you upset, but I was contributing to the circular economy, so I'm not that mad about it. But you know, if you had more people contributing nodes to the network, it would have helped route those payments better. Like I used Lightning, maybe we were there for a week, I maybe made 2 Lightning payments, the rest they kept failing, so I had to do it on chain and the fees were so high.
Yeah, it ended up being a very expensive trip.
yeah, but you know, we need more people, ground up movement, mm-hmm. like supporting the infrastructure.
Yeah.
To grow.
For sure. And my node is really tiny. I like to be a true like big routing node these days, you need like at least 10 Bitcoin locked up in it. So that's not me. But it is still fun just to be a smaller node and have some channels and just do my part, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes it decentralized, though, too. A lot of small people just contributing to the network.
Exactly.
Even that's cool. I wish more people were smaller, like miners, too, you know, because you have the a lot of centralized pools and miners and things like that. Like, if everybody could just have little at-home miners and, you know, whether you're heating your hot water that way or your pool or something like that, whatever it may be, that's what really...
Even BitX?
No. Should I get that?
Of course you should get a BitX.
How is it on power?
I have two gammas and one gamma duo. The gamma duo or the duo, it's like, crap, I forget the wattage, but I did the power calc and for the full year it's like $12.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's like I think 18 watts. So over the course of the year, it's about $10 in terms of the for power, but it's fun because I mean it's like a lottery ticket. Like the odds of the current hash rate of the network, the odds are one block every 10,000 years. Mm-hmm. So literally a lottery ticket, but it is fun to learn about mining because it, you know, it gives you hands on experience to learn about mining and pools and just how it all works. And plus it's cool just to have it running and just to tinker around with it. And once again, Who knows? You never know. Maybe you get a block.
Yeah.
I see it pop up all the time. Single little miners getting a block. So it happens.
It does. And it's, you know, it's non-KYC if you get it. So.
And it could literally change your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd take
you you win a block reward.
I would take 3 non-KYC Bitcoin. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should look into getting a BitX. They're cool. And running the Lightning node, it's also allowed me to truly start understanding how it all works because Lightning is very complicated. And just reading about it, you know, at least for me, I'm very good at reading and understanding, but at least when it has come to Lightning, it's been much more beneficial in terms of understanding by doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. It's been fun. I feel like there was one more question. Maybe not. I don't know. We should probably wrap. How long has it been? Wow, almost an hour. Okay, yeah, we should wrap up.
This was fun. This was good. Time flies.
Yeah. Speaking of, so this is actually the last question that I normally like to ask people. It's a non-Bitcoin related question. But what makes you lose track of time? The answer can be Bitcoin, but ideally it's not.
Going to say having fun because we just said time flies when you're having fun, right?
Yeah. What makes you lose track of time? I guess we have to have different answers. So I'll let you go first.
Yeah. I would say when you're spending time with the people that you want to be with and you're having really good in-depth conversations, not just surface layer conversations, real conversation. And and I feel like that's
like yesterday, that's we were at what my it father's.
Like, what happened? It's been 4 hours. Yeah.
Yesterday, we were at my father's for a barbecue, and you know, I loved my family, and time went like
and
that.
Being outside in nature and just kind of being present. I think being present is the key word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's her answer. That's great. I love the nature. We love the beach, but that goes with nature. So I'll do what makes me lose track of time. Working, or as we like to say, playing, like whether we're making products or packing orders, like when we hop off this call, we have a ton of orders to pack and we'll just be like, wow, it's already 5 o'clock. Like, I can't believe five hours went by. And we're just, you know, having a good time talking to each other. We're dancing, listening to music. Like, you know, we just really have a fun time doing it. So spending time with each other, we lose track of time.
Sure. And that just reminds me, like just being with people that you enjoy being with and having good quality conversation. I don't know if you've heard of Camp Nakamoto.
Yes, I have. I was debating coming. I saw you guys are going to be there.
Oh, you should come. It's incredible.
Ben's going to be there too with his wine.
Awesome conference. I don't even like to call it a conference.
It's a retreat.
It's a retreat. Like you're barefoot, you're in nature. We have our own private island. No seed oils. The food is amazing. The food comes from Beef Initiative too. We're doing fun little workshops. We're making like healthy cookies. That's going to be our thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun, intimate fireside chats, that sort of vibe. I mean, you have time
There's
to get to know
panels,
everybody.
Not a crazy amount of panels, but more like intimate, deep conversations with you know, whoever you migrate to. And you have the whole weekend. So you could talk to this group of people one day or, you know, in the morning, hang out with this group of people. I mean, it's it's incredible. Last year was the first year, and it was just an unbelievable time.
It was the best conference we've ever been to.
Really?
Yeah. By far. Not even close.
I was looking at it. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah. And you know what? It is camping, but you get your own little cabin. The bathrooms are clean.
It's like luxury camping. Yeah. You have like your own log cabin. And
we hook up everybody with little soaps and sunscreen sticks. So if you're sensitive. Yeah. So you could shower in the lake and feel good about it, which is what I did. I took a shower in the lake because it's all non-Fiat soaps.
And the first one was in October. So it was like, it was actually freezing when we were there. So we did cold plunge in the lake. But this year, it's going to be beautiful. It's in June.
June 18th to the 21st.
Father's Day weekend. So a lot of families are coming out too. It's mostly families. I mean, all these people are bringing their kids. It's safe. Kids are running around everywhere. All these Bitcoiner kids, like they just, I mean, they're so well behaved and having a great time. It's really cute. It's really, really nice.
They are doing day passes if like the whole weekend's too expensive. But, you know, food, breakfast, lunch, dinner, everything's included.
It's like an all-inclusive. Yeah. You have to look at it.
Really, really, really good time. Like that's, talk about value for value. Like going there is incredible.
And the relationships that came out of that and just so many opportunities and networking. And we met some really awesome people last year and I'm really excited for this year too.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It's the 18th. I thought it was the weekend after. I don't think
I think it's the 19th or the 22nd.
No, it's the 18th.
Friday.
Yeah. You can't know. 18th to the 21st. Yep.
I don't know if I can make it. It might be a last minute thing if possible. But I was looking at it. I did want to come. It looked really cool. And
it's a great time.
And you guys know Larry?
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
Larry Lepard?
No, Larry, Bitcoin Larry.
Oh, Bitcoin Larry. Yeah, Bitcoin he was Larry, there.
Yeah. Okay. I know him. Larry. Larry's cool. Because we're involved with BTC Isla together. Do you guys know BTC Isla?
Yes, in Mexico, right?
Yeah, Cancun? Off the coast of Cancun. Isla Mujeres. Yeah.
Isabella's in charge of that, right?
Yeah. So is that happening again this year? Or do you know when?
The Fit Games?
I think it was around, I think it was like the end of summer last year, right?
October. The Games? Right?
I think so, yeah.
It was right before
because Adam. O'Brien's came from there.
Yeah, so they were there too. Literally the O'Briens.
I love the O'Briens.
And Larry, they went from the Isla, literally like right to Camp Nakamoto.
Yeah.
But, I've been, I guess, helping out BTC Isla for a year and a half now. Yeah, like I built the website and I run the Noster NPub and I do some other cool things. But anyway, I know Larry. I think Larry might be going again. I don't know.
Yeah.
I shouldn't publicly release that.
We have you could use code FREEDOM for 15% off if people are interested in going to Camp Nakamoto. So if you want to save 15%, day passes or the whole weekend, you know, whatever. It's in New Hampshire. So it's like a 6-hour drive from us. So we like to go for the whole weekend, a day pass. So that's a long troop.
Cool. Well, for anyone listening, you heard it here, Camp Nakamoto, if you want to meet John and Nadja and have fun with other cool Bitcoiners and use the code FREEDOM. Is there anywhere you'd like to send anybody, to send the listeners to learn more about you guys and Born to Be Free and whatever?
Yeah, they could go to our website, borntobefree.store. And from there, you can see all our socials. Our Instagram is @_borntobefree_. And our Twitter handle is, I don't even know the Twitter handle.
They're a little different.
Yeah. @born_to_befree. And then you could also catch us on Noster.
And it's the same.
borntobefree@primal.net. Mm-hmm. You can find it.
Search Born to Be Free.
Born to Be Free. I think we're the only ones there. Yeah, but those are the main platforms.
Yeah.
Great. I'll throw all those links in the description.
Thank you so much.
Well, this has been awesome. Thanks, John and Nadja, for coming on. This is an awesome chat.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, hopefully, thank you so much.
It hopefully inspires some people to, one, I guess, take their skincare stuff more seriously, but also any businesses listening or people want to start a business so they can follow in your footsteps about utilizing Bitcoin and making the dream the reality.
Absolutely. And if anybody ever wants to reach out, we always love talking about this stuff. If anybody has any questions or needs help getting started with their business, they could reach out to us on any of our social platforms.
Yep. Follow your passion. Take the risk. If it was easy, everybody would do it. BTC, be the change you want to see.
Yes.
Hey, nice. Great. Cool. Love it. Well, thanks for coming on again. And thanks everybody for listening. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks, Keith. Awesome.
Thank you.
Bye.